Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts. Thanks for joining us for episode 15.
If this is your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. So the story this week that I have is a two-parter.
It's your first one.
Aww.
Yay.
Okay, yeah, this is my first two-parter. I was writing it, and then I realized that there's a clear line between the two parts, and I kind of want to leave y'all with the cliffhanger.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, so are you ready for it? You want to know what I called it?
Yes, I'm ready.
So it's called Beaver Fever.
It sounds like something a high school would call, like, Spirit Week.
Fair enough, yeah.
Is it about a high school student?
No, you'll find out why in part two.
Are there beavers?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there fevers?
I don't know if I can say that much, but... Yeah, so this is part one of Beaver Fever. Now, I know what you're going to say. Why would you do this? You're a girl. It's not safe. I can never be out there all alone. It's too dangerous. The thing is, I've been preparing for this for years. I know how to take care of myself. Everyone knows where and when I'll be gone. And I packed bear mace and a knife just in case. My survival skills have been honed for years. My dad made sure of that. The Devil's Lake Trail is long and well-trekked. I'm not in a rush to get it over with. I've planned a few days to pad my trip so I can take in all the nature and scenery that I can. I love being immersed in nature. When I was growing up and the weather would change from season to season, my dad would always plan a weekend camping trip for us at a new site every time. The toughest trips were always the ones we took in winter months. The snow and cold never suited me. But there was just something about the silence in the snow that was unmatched by any other season. It was worth the extra layers and pocket hand warmers. For my first solo trip, I'm going to be kinder to myself and go during the late spring months, right before the summer heat really hits. Mostly, I just don't want to pack extra layers that would just weigh me down. I've done my research and just let the last person on my list know where I'm going. I've been to a lot of trails in Wisconsin and even swam here once, but this time, I'm determined to hike the full way and finally make it to the rock ledges that overlook the water. By no means am I a rock climber, but I'll go as far as I can. Plus, the trail is one big loop from start to finish. It's finally time. Tomorrow, I set off for my first solo trek. I've checked over my supplies, making sure I have everything I need. I've got my gear, powdered food, snacks, water, and I even bought a life straw just in case. One more sleep, and I'll be on my way. It should only take a few days to hike, but I've given myself enough time to enjoy it and not rush through. There are some good areas to pitch a tent and maybe bump into other hikers. Hopefully I can sleep well enough tonight. I'll definitely miss my bed. I hit snooze for the last time, but 4 a.m. still feels like an ungodly hour to wake up. All of my things are patiently waiting for me by the door. I just have to shower and eat my last non-instant meal before I head off. The drive should only be about an hour and a half with a stop for gas. I really don't feel like being stranded on my way home because I forgot to fill up. The further into the forest, the chillier it's getting. My windows have been down the whole way. I can't get enough of this fresh air already. I made it. My car keys are stuffed away down into my bag. Won't need those for a while. The sunrise is glorious this morning. What a great welcome to my first day. The chill is mostly gone from the air, but the temperature is perfect. The forecast said clear days for the week. The wildlife up here is beautiful. Birdwatching has never been a hobby of mine, but after this trip, I may have to start. I didn't even know some of these birds lived in my home state. This time of year is great for seeing animals. There are so many new ones born when the weather gets warmer. The deer have been out all day grazing. It's getting pretty late in the day, so I need to find a place to sleep tonight. A few hikers that passed earlier said there was a nice clearing a mile or so up. It shouldn't be too far. It feels so good to set my bag down. I didn't realize how much my back hurt until the pack was gone. I set to work getting a fire started for dinner and setting up my tent while it got going. My stomach is so noisy. Clearly it's time to eat. My rice and dried veggies will need to fill me up. Just need to use water and wait. There's still enough water in my carry bottle to fill the pot. As the water comes to a boil, I'll just need to fill up my bottle. Everything in my pack is in the way of the extra water bottles, except now that I've got everything out of my pack, there are no bottles. There's still water in the bladder of my pack, so I'll be fine until morning. I just need to make sure I get some tomorrow. My neck hurts so bad. There isn't enough padding in the world to make camping comfortable. The joy clearly doesn't come from the accommodations. Oh well, it's time for a good stretch and some powdered eggs. I still have enough water for the eggs and some of the day. I just need to find a water source. It takes a few hours, but I finally got close enough to a safe part of the lake to grab some water. It's a bit rocky up here and there isn't much in the way of a beach, but I can get down to the water just fine in this spot. The water's a little murky, but that's fine. I grabbed my cooking pot and the life straw and started siphoning the water from the pot into my bottle and bladder by way of the straw. It's not the quickest method, but at least I know it's filtered out any lake scrunch. A few more days of doing this won't be too bad. I'm glad I brought this thing. The rest of the day was easy. I made it so close to the rock ledges that I can be up there sometime tomorrow. For now, I just need to find a place to set up camp and get some food and sleep. There's a new moon tonight, and all the stars are out. There's nothing like seeing the night sky during a new moon. You can see stardust. You can still see a lot during a full moon, but there's so much light that it's just a little harder. Seeing the sky like this makes it feel like you can breathe for once. It's just stunning. It's hard to pull myself into the tent, but I feel myself nodding off. Another morning of egg powder and the search for water, but I'm not as tired or stinky as I thought I'd be. If I can make it up to the ledges fast enough, I'll treat myself to a swim in the lake. After all, I've been walking around it this whole time. It only takes a few hours, but I made it. The view from up here takes my breath away. If I had my phone on me, I would take some pictures. But sometimes the moment stays longer when you can savor it like this. This is the hottest day of my hike so far. I didn't want to leave the ledges, but the rocks started to get hot and I wasn't smelling too good. I start making my way down to that refreshing lake. It's going to be freezing this time of year, but it'll be worth it after the past few days of trekking. The closest beach was only another hour or so away. On the way along the bank, I spotted a few beaver dams in the shallows. They were pretty impressive in size. I didn't know there was such a large population in this area. The beach is empty except for a few people brave enough to wash off after their own long hikes. The bathrooms in the area were a nice change from the woods. It was the first moment all trip that I felt some real sense of privacy. I found my bathing suit pretty quickly and I almost ran into the water for the refreshing relief of being clean. The water is so cold that my entire body tensed up. It took me a while to stop huffing and start breathing regularly. Before long, I was acclimated to the temperature and could play around. This whole trip has been amazing, but this was pure bliss. It felt like I had the whole lake to myself. It was so peaceful that I didn't want to leave, but my body started to get cold again. This is my last day on the trail. My car is only another hour's hike away. I couldn't think of a better way to end this trip. The timing was perfect, though, because I was almost out of snacks. The water was so refreshing, and putting on my dirty clothes again was a little disappointing, but I'll be home soon. All of my gear is packed up again, and I set out on the last leg of this journey. It didn't take long, and finally I can see my car. I sat there for a few minutes trying to decide if I needed a nap or if I can make the drive home. The sun will set in a few hours, which means I'll be able to drive the entire way home in full sunlight with time to make a caffeine stop. So that's part one.
Okay, so part one.
It's mostly informative.
It's the setup for something.
Maybe.
Because she took a hike in the woods.
Yeah. Those damn beavers, we'll though. See. They're still in the area. I don't know.
Is there, like, a Bigfoot-type beaver that's, like, part man, part beaver? And it tries to, like, make a baby with her?
Ew. Maybe. I thought we weren't doing supernatural. That's not supernatural.
This is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. But you'll have to listen to part two.
Oh, yeah. So, this is going to be part one of Beaver Fever. I'm glad we're doing two parts because I like saying Beaver Fever. That's, thanks, Griffey.
Yeah.
That's That and I enjoyed the story so far, but...
Oh, thank you.
Beaver fever.
There's some could it, could she, coach, will she, won't she, could it, couldn't it type of moments in there. I like the setup. I enjoy that part of it.
It's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah. If you like the story, please check us out on Twitter at @TinyMorbid or on Instagram and Reddit at @TinyMorbidFantasies.
And to be featured in an upcoming episode, send your stories to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com.
If you have any questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time,
keep it spooky.
Like a mysterious box in the attic that isn't covered in dust, even though everything around it is.